Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
It is a good day to be alive. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Y'all know how the bread man get down. This morning, we have a couple people that's supposed to be calling in. I would love to try to get the one and only Boss Bynes on here and talk about this 29 game, how it seems to be panning out almost the middle of the year. That's one of our topics we definitely going to get back on. With that being said, let me go ahead and get started with the program. Inspirational vitamin this morning will read as so. The fruit of prayer. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father would give you whatever you ask in my name. You can go into John 15 and 16 to basically read up on this particular message. It goes as follows. in our Lord's genuine statement to his disciples about choosing them so that they would bear fruit, he clearly teaches that this matter of praying and fruit bearing is not a petty business of our choice. Prayer in mind, he has chosen us of his own divine selection, and he expects us to do this one thing of praying and to do it well. The main objective of choosing us as his disciples and of sharing friendship with him was that we might be better fitted to bear the fruit of prayer. Let's go into prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you yet another blessful week. Thank you. Bless us with, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to aid us with the guidance in which we need, oh, Heavenly Father, to continue to be the best that we can be. We ask that you continue to bless each and every one of us as we go into our jobs, go into our way this Monday morning. Help us to get started. Help us to get on track. For those of us that are sick and shut in, help them to get well. For those of us that have things going on that we just don't know, oh, Heavenly Father, touch them and let them arise from it, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask right now that you continue to bless the Grudge world. All these blessings and more, we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wow, wow, wow. Well, this morning, y'all, we got a couple announcements. We got a couple things we need to get off our agenda here as far as our upcoming events. We're going to try to get those in here from the race that happened over, can't even think of the name of the track, over in Birmingham. I want to throw a shout out there to the white boys for winning the race, the driver, nephew. Congratulations to you guys for winning the race. I want to say great job to the Jolly Rancher crew, Taliban boys. They did an excellent job and putting on a great show over the eyes. I want to say, man, that's all right. That's all right, man. You had a great show. But that being said, let me go into the next segment of the show, which is the Tech Talk. We all know that we need to, when we go to certain tracks, what their agenda is looking over our cars. Well, Brad, man, what about, you know, Grudge? I don't want nobody looking over my Grudge car. But when you go to an NHRA-certified track like Valdosta, they're supposed to look over your car. A lot of these tracks, even in IHRA, they have certain tracks that's supposed to look over your car before they let you go out there and race. What I'm going to read today specifically out of the NHRA rule book about a technical inspection. Technical inspection at a time and place in a manner determined by an event officials prior to racing activities of any nature, including without limitation completion, testing, and time trials, etc. All vehicles and driver's equipment must undergo a technical inspection under the extended technical inspection program. In addition, what are you saying, Brad? Man, that stuff sounds like Greek. What I'm saying is, when we go to these tracks, and you know what I mean, they may tell you when you come in and give you a tech card if a tech is going to be down at the end of the track at the scale. Reason they're telling you that is so it's away from people. You can go down there by yourself. You can, you know, let the officials that is qualified to check your car, look over it, and make sure it is in line to race at their facility. Well, why are you saying this, Brad, man? Well, I'm saying this so that the grudge world would look over their own cars before they go way to Texas and they have this program over there. Well, Fred, man, you know, if we ride away, we're going to race. Yes, true and fine ways to, you know, let you on the track. But what I'm saying is, why not prepare now? Prepare now. Look over your own stuff. You know what you need to do to improve your business. All I'm saying is get it together. Improve your business. Have the right stuff that you need to race at other facilities. You know, we're right here in Georgia. We're located here in Georgia. We're going to Texas in a couple of weeks. We don't know how they get down over there, but, you know, we do know that we need to have our game in line. We need to do what we need to do and take care of what's, you know, what's right, and go over there and definitely get the situation together. With that being said, I have a special guest getting ready to come in here. I'm going to look for him. Hit the one. I was looking for him. Let me get him on here. I don't see him. I had Chris. Chris was going to get in here and in case y'all had any tech questions. If you have any tech questions, go ahead and hit the one button, and we can get y'all situated. If not, I won't even. But I wanted to get with the going to talk about this Grudging Nationals here shortly. Let me go to a commercial break. Hold 1 minute.
Yo, check this out.
Check this out.
Grudge 8 presents the World Outlaw Grudge National.
July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway, 3641 South Santa Clara Road
in Marion, Texas.
Yeah. Come on, y'all. Let's do it.
25 host teams from across the country with over 100 races in 2 days. We'll be battle it out. And we're kicking it all off Friday, July 4th with the bang, with Grudge Racing and a fireworks show.
No doubt.
And Saturday action is the Pro Mod Shootout, the Back Half Shootout, and the 580 Index Race. And we got that bike show for you too, partner, with the Fly Riders of San Antonio. Also, live in concert, Slim Thug.
What up, it's your boy Slim Thugger, S.A. I will be at World Grudge National July 5th. It's going down.
You need more info? Visit Facebook at World Grudge National or contact Tracy Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563.
This is Slim Thugger, the boss, talking to you, man. Be there.
Good morning. Good morning. We're back. We are back. And I think I do have on my special guest, one of them this morning, Mr. Biz. What's going on, Biz?
What's up, babe? What's going on, Brad, man?
Oh, man, I'm just sitting here, man. We wanted to get this thing kicked off, man, for the upcoming race in San Antonio. But I wanted to ask you first, did you go to that track over in Birmingham the weekend?
Oh, no, I didn't. You talking about Jake's drag strip with eyes out of Mississippi? I didn't make it. No,
man,
I didn't.
Not think of that name for that track. Man, I could not think of it. But I'm glad to have you on. And hold on. I got another guest here. Hold on 1 second. Somebody their hand up. 718-6139. Good morning.
Hey, hello. What's up, doctor? How y'all doing?
Yes, the one and only Old Joe.
I'm gonna start coming on this show every day too.
What's going on, Pro Stock Joe? I'm glad you on Pro Stock Joe. I get you in here. One of my topics was how hot it's gonna be over in San Antonio, and how to definitely, you know, meet with the safety. Drink plenty of water. You know what I mean? Because we Georgia folks, that's a different type of hot over the law. To have mercy. But with that being said, it's looking like it's going to be pretty nice over there. Once the rain, they're raining over there now, but it's supposed to get cool.
Oh yeah, I've been taking. I've been watching the weather, extended forecast. Looks like it's going to be 90 and 92 for Friday and Saturday, respectively. And looks like we should be able to have a good time. Man, you know what? It's so funny how it's so coincidental that today my hot topic on the Smack Talk show tonight at 6 p.m. And you can find that on the Smack Talk Network. You can hit that up on keywords up on you can Google it, whatever the case, or you can call in at 646-595-6258. But my hot topic tonight is why is it that 7,000 horsepower go down the track in the heat and 700 or 1,700 horsepower can't go down the track in the heat? We had an incident this weekend, and big props out to the folks at Union Dragway. They did an awesome job of getting that track ready this weekend in some very, very warm weather. It was hot out there, to make no bones about it. It was very hot, but they got the track. The track was on Superkill, and they did a great job. But the idea was is that a lot of the Grudge folks, would not even attempt to take their cars down the track in the heat of the day, opting rather to wait until later on at night. Now, that would be good if we had an unlimited amount of time, which we don't, by the way, because there's two things that we got to consider, especially if you're a promoter and especially if you're doing one of these shootouts, is that, number one, we have fans that come in there to get their seats and have some entertainment, you know, starting 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever the case might be, even if it's 3 or 4 o'clock. If we start racing after the sun goes down, kind of like we usually do, 8, 9 o'clock, that means they've got there anywhere from 6 to 7, you know, from 3 to 6 hours, you know, doing nothing, pretty much watching, you know, a few shakedowns here and there. So that's the first concern. You have to consider our fans when we're doing that. Now, Grudge races are a different elk because, again, you pay the cost to be the boss of your race when you get ready. But in terms of the shootout stuff, we always got to make sure that we start that stuff a little bit earlier, and we can't let warm weather be a consideration. Because understand that both cars got to go down the same track, right? I mean, I'm not going down the cool side, and you're going down the hot side. So, but I'm wondering, why is it that we believe, the Grudge Race community, the No Time community, that we can't go down the hot track with our 1,700 horsepower cars when the 7,000 horsepower cars can go down the hot track? Why do we believe that?
I, you know what? I'm glad that you asked that question. I have a gentleman on the line that is definitely going to be at that track at that time, and he knows that me and him are going to mix it up later this year when I get my car going. He already mm-hmm. know when I told him I wanted to lock him in. Let me get him on the show, Joe. He is here with his hand up. Welcome. Welcome this morning, the one and only Fade the Black. How are you doing this morning, sir?
What's happening, Brett? What's happening, fellas?
I would cheer for you,
down
but here? You know what, Donnie, I would love to let you know, but you know what, I just want to say, remember when me and you got involved and got into it, I told you if I really wanted to do you in, I would block you in for 1 p.m., not at night, but right off the trailer when the sun was out. I noticed that Grudge Racing, they only want to lock in 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night when I'm half sleepy. I'm a morning person. Get up, get on the track, and let's get to it.
Hey,
what did you
say
about
that? That's only in the South. That's only in the South. They race when the sun up around here because at 10 o'clock the track's closing.
Right. Okay. And
then
that's the situation we ran into the other day. The track, the track was closing at 12. That's what we ran into.
Yeah. Hey, when I get to Texas, if it's 110 degrees outside, I'm going down the track.
Wow.
Well,
yeah, but
you know,
it might be 109 at night.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
We don't know what it's going to be.
But what do you think that is? What do you attribute it to? The reason that as you say, it may be a southern phenomenon. It may be a southern phenomenon. Thinking about it, when you talk about the amount of heat that you would get in a daytime, you know, when you think about Chicago heat in the middle of the day, it's not going to be the same as the Alabama heat or Georgia or South Carolina heat. I mean,
that's not true.
Does that play into it? 100, no. Okay, go ahead.
That's not true. That's not true because if track temps are 130 in Chicago or Indiana, and track temps are 130 in Alabama, 130 is 130. The problem is,
the problem is
guys don't know how to tune their car or don't want to take no power off their car to get down the track.
They don't want to slow the car down and make it go down the track.
Stepped on a lot of toes. Now, wait a minute. It's one thing is don't want to tune. It's another thing it says don't know how to tune. Now, wait a minute. Which is it now? Because I'm going to drill down on that one. Which one is it?
Don't know how.
Don't. Ooh, Lord. Oh.
Because if you know how, you would. If it's all about turning on the double, so if what you care about, you got to slow your car down. If you're going to run for 5,000 at night and you're going to run for 5,000 in a day, 5,000 is 5,000. It ain't gonna be worth no more at night than it is during the day. So it don't know how.
Hey, you know, you might get to that particular track that particular day, and you might can't go but 5-0. If you try to go 490, you might knock the tires off. Well, that's mm-hmm. fast. You.
Wow. Now what about the tradition? What about the tradition that, you know, like we all have come from the streets. We've graduated from the streets and we came off the streets and we go out there, you know, like our routine was. In the daytime, everybody would call, yo, it's a race tonight. Okay, then, you know, we meet up at 10:30. We wouldn't try to get a race off until at least 11:30, quarter to 12, or later, depending on what the circumstances were. So that whole tradition is ingrained in people. What if somebody were to present that argument? Would that hold water?
No, because on the street, you're waiting for the traffic to die down, people to go to bed. Police to be in the donut shop or changing shop.
Okay.
You know, that's what you're waiting for on the street.
And also on the street, you don't do who make test hits on the street before they race. You run off the trailer on the street. You burn out
the trailer. That's right.
Yeah. So you don't know how the track hooking or the street hooking. You just gonna load off. You don't want the police to catch you. So you want to get off the trailer, make your pass, and get back on the trailer, collect your money, and go. So, you know, that don't hold water.
So you're saying that whole tradition thing is a farce. It's not valid, does not hold water, and the folks that would present that argument, would submit that argument, they are full of crap.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Wow. So what is it that we need to do then to get this message out to these folks that this whole, I mean, I cannot tell you the number of times that I've been to the races, and including, again, which will be one of our topics today, World Grudge Nationals last year. When we shut down on Friday night, because it's a two-day event, and it'll be Friday night and Saturday night this year, San Antonio Raceway. But it's a two-day event because when you're trying to do 100 grudge races, that might take 2 days to get that many races off. And that's our plan. That's our goal. Whether it happens or not, we'll see. But that is our goal at the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals. And, again, I want to talk about our sponsor, our title sponsor, Grudge Inc., a little bit in a few minutes, because definitely got to give them some big props for stepping up and being the title sponsor. I don't know of any other race in our community that has a title sponsor, so I definitely want to give big props and say thanks to Grudge Inc. and its CEO, Jay Barnes, for stepping up and being that, doing that for the World Grudge Masters and trying to make this the special event that it is. That being said, but last year at World, at the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Masters, it was last year as well, how many races did we have on Friday that did not get off because of the rain? And how many races do we have on Saturday that did not get off because of the last accident when they shut the track down about, what did we shut down, about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning? There was no curfew now, but at that point, the guy shut it down because he got scared of an accident because then it was late and it was the track was
Joe,
or something like that. Yeah.
So if y'all stayed open till 2 o'clock in the morning, if one of those parties wasn't trying to race, one of them, if y'all got the track open till 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and they ain't got their race off, one of those parties wasn't trying to go.
Well, I don't necessarily know about that, because let me tell you what's always been the scenario, right? And, you know, for good or for bad, this is the general scenario, right? You know that in grudge racing, you know, everybody does their stiff thing. You know, everybody, oh, I want to do this, let me break, or give me the back tire, give me the lane choice, you know, what, you know, bet 200, bet 2,000. So everybody's stiffing. Everybody's skipping and doing and doing that whole skip thing. But what happens is that these guys are they're playing a wait and see game. You know, who's gonna blink first? It's just like, you know, doing a staging duel. You know, who's gonna give in first? You know what I'm saying? Who's gonna blink? Who's gonna bump in first? And so that's the whole skip game. Who's gonna give up first? You know, and a lot of times they wait, and then when they know, you know, they have in the back of their head when the lanes are going to close, when the track is going to close, and they're like, okay, screw it, let's go do it, you know, because somebody gives in at a certain point and says, let's go, you know, and that's what happens. So, I mean, for good or for bad, that's a lot of times that's what happens. So what is it and those races that I'm talking about, those were not races being talked about. Those are races that were locked in. They were in the lanes, and they were waiting their turn. But on Friday night, it rained about 11:30, and they called it for the evening because it rained. It would be hard to – it was a pretty good rain, and it would be hard to drive the track at that time of night and then go back to racing about 1 o'clock, you know, with that much water that came down. That was on Friday. And then on Saturday, like I said, it was about – Donnie, what do you think it was about? It had to be two – it was two – it was around 2, a little bit after, a little bit before, I believe. What do you think, Donya?
I don't know what time it was, but I know me and Tony Bynes was locked in. We was in the staging lane, ready to go. And it was
okay.
It was about 10 or 15 more races that was lined up behind us, some in front of us.
Yeah.
Well, everybody was ready to go, but, yeah.
But when they
let track
this,
down, that was it.
Right. But let me ask you this, Don. So you said you guys were in the lane, you and Tony Bynes, two of the biggest well-known racers in the whole grudge game. You guys were locked in, ready to go. Let me ask you a question. What took you until, let's just call it 2 o'clock, what took you to 2 o'clock in the morning to get ready to race? Or let's say 1:30 when you got in the lane? Because, again, there had to be at least 350 cars there. It had to be that many. Would you guys have picked that number?
No. Well, for me, I had problems all that day. I think I had a flat tire or something. I had to get that fixed and something else. And then,
is he breaking up or is that my phone? I think you broke up, Donnie. You said you had a flat tire. Then what else?
He had a flat tire and a mock-up phone. He got a mock-up phone. Yeah, it sounds a whole lot better now. Come on in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a flat tire. I had a few little problems, and we had big low lock in first. So, you know, after we got a chance to do our race, with so many people in the line, We got up there, we raced, and shoot, we came right back. Tony Bynum was racing too all day. So, I mean, for
right,
me
right.
and him in particular, you know, we wasn't sitting around waiting. We was racing. We just didn't get to it until that time.
Right, right. So all the time, Biz, it's not a matter of guys don't want to race. Because, you know, like with these cars.
No, what I'm talking about, Joe, is one single race. You know, you come in, you only got one race locked in. I'm not talking about somebody like Donye and Tony Bynum who lock in 3-4 different races. It's going to take time to get all those off. I'm talking about if I come in and lock you in, I don't race nobody all day. But I only got me and you only race I got locked in, and then I'm in the staging lanes at 2 o'clock. That's what I'm talking about. I should have made myself clear.
No, right. But you know what? Most of the time, generally speaking, now that is the exception rather than a rule. I've found in my experience where that, you know, somebody, two guys that wait until the very last minute to try and do this and they don't give a time, yeah, somebody's playing around. They don't want to race. But what I'm generally speaking about when I talk about all the times that I've seen a bunch of races in the lanes, these were spontaneous. These were spontaneous ventures. These were spontaneous things like, you know, we were there and we were talking and whatever the case. Guys have been racing all day, but then sometimes you know. Guys are asking each other to race, and the guy was saying, well, do this for me or do that for me. And the guy was like, no, run head up. Give me a spot. No, run head up. And, you know, they joust around all day. They do the staging duel. They do the stiff duel. And then finally somebody gives in. But a lot of those races that they're talking about, they wait until late at night. So I don't think all of them are that. But what I'm saying is, what is it that we can do as promoters or even track owners or whoever to – try and prevent some of that? Do we have to give them a false time that we're closing the lane? Do we have to, you know, what is it that we can do to get these guys to come up there early to get them to move that clock in their head? Because they wait right until the last minute, some of these guys, a lot of them. My phone go off?
Yeah.
No, you still on?
That's a good question, Joe. It's hard to answer. You can't make them go.
Yeah, this is true.
If they ain't really trying to go, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, but I wonder how you tell the difference of a guy that's
really trying
to go.
I think for the most part, guys waiting to the at night track cool off. And they can run as fast as they possibly can go because, you know, ain't nobody trying to slow their car down.
That's the biggest thing, not anything else. That they just trying to run as fast as they can, not slow their car down. And so that's the biggest thing, you think?
I think that's one of the biggest things. And maybe they don't know how. They don't want to slow the car down.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. I'm going to have that discussion on my show today. I want to get some of the guys on and find out if what guys believe, if that's the case or not. But I want to see if we can't come up with something, because when we get to San Antonio at the Grudge Inc., World Grudge Nationals, I definitely want to make sure that we get out there early and often and not use that whole
last year, me and Jay Cannon, we were the first guys down there.
You guys were the first ever pair to run at the first annual World Grudge Nationals, the Grudge World Grudge Nationals last year. You guys were the first pair down. You and Giganta, you always go down in history as that. And when I say history, I mean that because this race is building up to be the biggest single grudge race in the whole grudge game right now. What do you guys think about that statement?
You got so many people participating in it, they can't but do that.
I mean, I think I think the way it's set up, the way it's set up, because of the 25 host teams. I mean, think about that. That was a stroke of genius. The whole 25 host teams getting all of us together, so that it's not one person's event, not one region's event. It's everybody's event. So this is for the world to participate in. This is for the world to own. And that's the way it was set up, because it's nobody's event. Yeah, but definitely big props to Grudge Inc. for stepping up, because I don't know any other grudge race that has a title sponsor like that. Do you know anybody else that has a grudge race of their own? Yeah.
Hey, Joe, hold on a minute. We got the title sponsor on the phone, the one and only J-Ball.
Now that's the kind of welcome I be trying to get Post out to give me on his show, but he won't do it.
You're not my boss.
What's going on, Post Doc, everybody?
I'm good. Barb, you deserve that kind of welcome. From now on, that's the welcome you get. That's the welcome you get from now on.
Hey, Bradman, can you show me that applause tape? Mine don't sound like that, but let me.
He got a good one, though. Hey, but yeah, listen, let me tell you this. I don't know what y'all topic is, but I got my own topic this morning. I got my own topic. Can I get it that quick? Brett, man, you ain't got no trouble charges on the line, do you?
Hold on. Look, you got somebody with their hand up. Might want to say hello to y'all. Hold on. 813-0041. Let's see who it is here. I think it's the Chipster. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. And I'll get a chance. I want to comment on Pro Stop Joe's dilemma there.
Okay. We getting ready to see what the my title sponsor has to flow right now. So I'm gonna be honest with you, Mr. Tip. I'm gonna have to stand down because you know what I mean. He paid the bills. I just work here. So we will get to some questions a little later with Pro Stock Joe back to what he was saying, but let's see what the title what the CEO gonna talk about and go in that direction. So hold that question and write it down.
well this thing we got to do this thing quick, because I think the South is rising again. I think we need to get a Congress. I think we need to get us a president, because the South is rising. I think that the South will take over the North. I went to a race this weekend, and I want to give some shout-outs to, listen, all the promoters out there. Listen to this. Now, this is something that I don't normally tell anybody. There's a track in Alabama, and the address is bad. Don't follow the address that the website gives you, because the GPS is wrong. But there's a track in I think it's called Moultrie, Alabama. And everybody that was there says that this is, and I had people from South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, said this track is the best hooking track in the country. And we had headliners from each area, and they all confirmed it. So I want y'all to know, it's a, it's probably a good 50-acre track, concrete guardrails, and this track, I'm telling you, y'all just got to talk to some of the guys that were there. It's truly the best hooking track in the country. This thing was, and I'm trying to tell you that, not just to pump him, but to really, it's for real. I can tell you, I'm trying to think of the man that. I can't call it no numbers, right? They were so proud of their numbers and how good they was hooking. They were telling their numbers over there. But the South, let me tell you this: the South is coming back. We've been under the we fell under the North some time ago, but the South is on the rise. We need to select us a president and a governor, but we need a military. Listen, this weekend, the South showed that, and I want to make sure now, the North ain't got a chance. Wayne, Dunye, Biz, Set on Kill, the small block world, Pro Stock in the South is rising again. the white boys, keeping in nature with the South ruling, that's why we got the name the white boys. We're going to probably call it the white boy nation. But the white boys, Jolly Rancher, we'll make the white boys the president, and we'll make Jolly Rancher the Congress. We're rising again, Postop. Now, we got one copyright and two copyright. You know, we got one session and two sessions. We're rising. The South is rising. We need to get our own logo and everything. Time for us to get a flag. I'd like to get a different flag than the one we had before.
So you're talking about the executive branch, the executive branch and the judicial branch and the, what do you call Congress? The legislative branch.
Yeah. We'll add one more in there, and I'll add the headliner and the legislative branch.
All right, Jay. Now, when you talk about going to war, just because you bring a rifle don't mean I gotta bring one. I'm gonna bring a Uzi.
Oh shit!
That's all I say. That's all I want to say. You bring a rifle, I bring a Uzi.
Well, get ugly. Yes, indeed. So, what? Who do y'all have up there really, Biz, in the north that got a bad small block that they talking about?
I'm going to name one name, and every small block he named ran to the hills that didn't want to race him, and his name is Brian Davis. That's all. That's it. That's all. I just got to name one name, Brian Davis, and everybody in the south wouldn't run him, including Jolly Rancher, including the white boy. That's what I like. I like
they're going to pass.
It sounds like I might
pass.
Need to go to a commercial break.
They're going to pass Brian Davis around like he a blunt.
Wait, hey, B, it sounds like I might need to go to a commercial break. What you think?
Yeah. You know, so, you know, they don't like the silence in the air. You know.
I think they're going to pass Brian Davis around like he a blunt.
Oh.
Well, Joe, they have not yet.
We already know.
He getting out there telling everybody what damn time he go. Nobody don't want to whip his ass. Everybody knows.
He ain't never did that. And Joe, don't do that. He ain't never told nobody his time.
And all kind of shit.
That man ain't never told nobody his time. No, we ain't.
Tell us if he come down here fucking around.
Hey, I'm I'm gonna say this, y'all. This is the new rising star, Sammy the Bull.
Hey, what happened to the y'all trying to, what happened to the small block is going to take over. The big block hadn't ran but twice this year, and the small block is racing. Why y'all trying to
Jay, that Sammy the Bull, the driver Sammy the Bull, is the same driver that sent that Gangsta Boo back to Mississippi.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
This perm. Have you seen that Sammy the Bull yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my God.
I like that Sammy the Bull.
Hello.
That's Sammy the Bull. Let's see again. Sammy the Bull is in the witness protection program right now because he was a snitch. He was a rat. And we're going to do the same thing. We're going to send him back to witness protection.
Have y'all seen the white boy? Oh, my God. I'm telling you, the new South is coming. The white boy is going to be president. Jolly Rancher is going to be vice president. And
King Nate is going to be Secretary of State.
King Nate, Secretary of State.
Hey, I just got a text. Lil Rick is a champ. So it ain't no whoever you said, Joe. Lil Rick is a 29
champ.
Lil Rick
is a champ of what? Of what? What are you doing in the grudge? 29. Right? He's a shooter.
I don't know.
Maybe, but that's about it.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you. Hey, I just got a text.
We're talking small blocks now.
Hey, what Big Wayne is?
He's
a small block.
Wayne sent me a text.
Small block.
He wanted to be an ambassador. Wayne wanted to be an ambassador and go to Spain. He didn't even want to stay in the United States no more. Wayne went to
Spain. He got never scared on his phone, but he didn't want to pick
no,
up. I just
no,
tried to call
always
Wayne.
Scared, not never scared, always scared.
Yeah,
always
I tried
scared
to call
that
him. Name. I don't want to get on no show. I tried to call him. Never scared, always scared, whatever y'all call him. Let's just say this right here. Chemo. What Chemo
he
got?
He said he's
Chemo
on, then he pushed the, call him back. Call him back, Brad. He said he tried to push the one button. Call him back, Brad.
Well, all I can say is at the Grudge, Inc., World Grudge Nationals. Here's the thing. Now, y'all guys are talking about, y'all come up here to this race or y'all go down there to that race. Now, I do realize that it is a hardship. It presents a financial challenge, a logistics challenge, a travel challenge, a time challenge. I understand all of that. But this is the one event where all the players will be in one place. Now, if you are somebody, if you want to be somebody, the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals is your proving ground. Now, if Sammy the Bull is not at the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals, if Bad Company is not at the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals, then both of them can go back under the rock from which they came. Nobody's going to go chasing them. They ain't got no name. They ain't beat no name brand folks. Who the hell did they beat? Nobody. Brian Davis, Shootout King, Sammy the Bull, a mafia informant rat. What is they? What are you talking about?
So, but let me see how much y'all went to the Hill on July 19th and on July
26th. Wait.
Yes,
wait. Let me ask you a question. What comes first, 4 or 19?
Hey, if you want us to come to them races, make sure y'all return the favor. That's all.
I know you didn't have much schooling.
Yeah.
I know the schools
is
bad in Detroit because they took all the money and gave it to the mayor. Kwame done stole all the money. But I do know, you should know, what comes first, $4 or
$5. I understand that. And that's another problem in grudge racing. People come to other parts of the country and other people don't return the favors. That's another problem that goes on in grudge racing.
Well, I just explained to you that on August the 2nd, NGRA will be coming up to support Don Jay in his race August the 2nd over in Detroit, I do believe. But, again, that's something we're going to talking about politics right now, okay? So let's leave the politics alone. Let's talk about, you said something about Sammy the Bull. We're having a conversation about the baddest of the bad. If you want to be included in a serious manner in this conversation, then Sammy the Bull is going to have to step up
Now, I know the mafia want him because he's going to get assassinated if he steps outside of his, what they got him in, the witness protection in Detroit? Yeah, because ain't nobody would go to Detroit looking for nobody because they all broke up there. But listen, the
Sammy the Bull is out of Illinois, Chicago. Let's get that straight. Let's get the facts straight.
Since Barack left, they've been broke anyway. So anyway, so
hey, Pro Stop Joe, hold on, Pro Stop
what?
Joe. I want to announce somebody on the line. The one and only, Never.
I sit alone in my four corner door, staring at candles. Connection is on.
Yeah, his mind definitely playing tricks on him if he think he never scared. Played the right intro for that.
Hey, Never Scared. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show. How you doing, brother? See that, Jay? Nah, he lit up. He don't want to say nothing, Jay. I don't know. Go ahead, Joe.
He's a working man. Now he probably had some horns blowing in the background or something going.
Yeah, I know what horny thing. He see these dang old killers on this dang old phone. That's what it is. He see these killers on this phone, and I should get King Nate on the damn phone. I dare him to world brush.
Man, you better stop it. I ain't said nothing about what you said the whole morning. Now, hey, hang him up, man. For Dean bringing King Nate name, hang him up, man. Hang that man up, man.
You know what, bitch, you got to race. You got to race the world goes natural, bitch. You got to race. Hold on a second. You take your little punk ass up. Little damn
Never Scared. Never Scared. They hit one when you want to come off mute. He ain't going to say nothing. Way down there. But you in here. You listening. Donye.
Yeah.
Donye, what you got to say about, you know, this situation, man, the North versus the South? I mean.
Mm-mm. The South pick over the North.
Yeah.
The South is rising, man. Listen.
Yeah.
The South is rising.
Yeah. Is history going to prove itself again that the North is always on top?
Oh.
Listen, we're gonna give y'all two chances to try, you know, on the 19th and on the 2nd. But I'm having a new flag made now. You know, go. By the time we get up there, I had a new flag, the new country flag. You know, South to the top. I didn't mind the South winning, but I just want a different flag from the last one. That's all. Biz, who can you stop? I know. Wayne, I already put in his, and Donye, we'll let you go to Canada. We'll let Wayne go to Spain. Wayne want to go to Spain. We'll let y'all be ambassadors, you know. Biz, we don't have to miss you with you, Biz. You done traded on both sides, so we're gonna have to get you.
No, we let him go to Nova Scotia.
Okay.
Hey, you already got Bad Storm coming up there. I done already locked Bad Storm in. So now I'm gonna get the show. Hold on. Is Bad Storm from the South? Is he from the East? Where is he from? Before I stick this meat in him, I need to know where he's from.
Well,
if he's from the East, if y'all say the East Coast. If y'all say from the East, I'm just gonna stick the head in.
He's from both. You get him, that one shot will take care of two kills.
Hey Donye, where's from us from Chicago, where do we consider North Carolina? Do we consider that south, don't we?
Yeah, that's the South too.
That's the South.
Yeah, Devin. I'm sticking the whole shaft in them. I'm sticking head and shaft. I'm not just going to stick the head in. I'm sticking it all in them. Yeah.
Wait.
He's
Biz,
first.
Biz. So you're talking about the illustrious, well-renowned King Nate. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, King. You know, got that faggot on the phone. No, I'm not talking about King Nate. I'm talking about Bad Storm. So somebody that's great. The fastest is the least racist.
Oh, here. Okay. All right. Hey, King, you know King Nate ain't going to do nothing but come to the track and make some test passes, man. And say something wrong with the car.
But listen. Who paid? Biz paid the punk out money.
And King Nate paid mine. We are washed.
Biz paid the punk out money. We ain't talking about that. We talking about
brother. I'm gonna tell you. Coming up to the Midwest on July 19th and August 2nd. Will he engage with Brian Davis?
We might have to get Jolly Rancher on here and find out, man. That, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be honest with you now. You know that man was given the small block belt because he ran it last year. The Jolly Rancher ran it. So I'm gonna let him answer that. I'm not. Let me get him on here. Y'all hold
okay.
on.
Okay.
Go ahead and hold the show. I'm gonna go in the private room. Go ahead.
Okay. That's gonna be a long private room call there.
How you gonna say Jolly Rancher ran some night and never even heard of damn Jolly Rancher?
Jolly Rancher run the same pool.
Hey, but,
I would love to see that race.
But Nate, you got to get on top of this little gay dude, Biz. He's walking around talking about
his stuff. I ain't getting on top of no. And I don't use them words no more, man. Just say somebody laying on his stomach or something, man. I ain't getting on top of no. With y'all. All
right. What about this coward dude, Biz?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sitting out here and I've been stood up 2 days in a row.
Hello?
Hey Joe, just Nate, let you Nate, know your Nate. Conversation is live. Your
hey,
conversation
Nate,
is live, Joe.
Yeah, Nate just woke up, man. He ain't got his thoughts together yet, man.
is that what happened?
Yeah, he's still still wiping the cold out of his eyes.
Wow.
Give him a minute.
Yeah, but all right. But I mean, that's y'all one. The man gonna get his stuff together. But in the meantime, y'all still can't erase that history. Y'all got a history.
You still can't erase
violence being perpetrated on y'all. Biz
when Tony Bynes came up there, you know, we came up there, man, we were looking the first time I came to Chicago or Indiana, wherever it was, at No Limit Raceway, I think it was.
Hey,
oh, they were talking
you,
about
you absolutely
like
right.
Was,
yeah.
Oh, Biz is the same as Tony Bynes. Biz, he's the Tony Bynes of the North. He, Biz is a bad man. You got up there with your little wannabe driver and let Cowboy talk him in the red light first time, spun the tires and move off the line the second time, and drove the car across the center line the third time. What kind of reason is that? Tony Bynes raped y'all, made y'all pregnant. What color was the baby eyes when you had him?
Okay, you're absolutely right. His first win was a red light. His second win, somebody blew the tires off. His third win, a joker went into the wall. The fourth win, he lost the gangster boot to a conventional head, one carbureted damn Mustang. Whit beat me. And let me see what it was seven races. What was next? I'm gonna tell you what we was waiting to see. Kanye was giving Tricky Man the break.
The Alabama boys beat y'all the little green Malibu. I can't think of their name right
yes.
now. But Ducking the law. Them boys have good names. Ducking the law, and somebody else, Sheriff Rabbit, ducking the law, something like.
Y'all know it. We got the small block champ on here, Big Dave and the Jolly Rancher.
Good morning.
Hey,
what's up, man?
Biz had a question for you, and I felt reluctant to answer the question. I'd rather it come from the owner itself, the champ. You know what I mean? Biz, I'm going to stand down and let Biz handle that question. Go ahead, Biz.
The question was posed to me, and so I'm going to re-say the question. Will Jolly Rancher lock in Brian Davis, Chucky, at one of the events that you come up north, whether it be the 19th or the 2nd, will you, the Jolly Rancher, engage with Brian Davis? Head off,
no.
Pro Treat. Huh?
I said,
say that again?
No. This Wayne, I got the power to lock Brian Davis in right now.
Oh, wow, okay.
I like the white boy. Can we get the white boys on the phone? See, can we get? I like to see the white boys and Brian Davis.
Hey. We gonna turn the white boys' mouth black.
Red man, can you get nephew on the phone? Cause you know Wayne come on here pumping. You know the two carburetors. I got a man with two carburetors. The sob to the top, baby.
Oh, okay. So you want me to get Sammy the Bull on with Cass Inch? Okay, small
man,
block.
I don't care. Sammy the Bull is gonna be sent to Mexico, man. Mexico, and he ain't gonna be no ambassador. We're getting rid of him. He ain't nobody.
Mexico.
You heard what Pro Soccer said? Pro Soccer said, "How can you be a champ hiding in the corner? Tell him come out and show his face. Where his face at, Biz? He can't. Why he hiding his face, Biz?"
Well, because if he show his face, y'all gonna get scared. I give him a lock to Jolly Rancher. Want me give him a lock to Jolly Rancher?
It's not that he's hiding. He's stalking his prey.
There it is.
You call it stalking.
Now, you know, when you stalk something, you're not supposed to be, as obvious. So he's just not trying to be so obvious. That's all he's doing, man. This is calculated, man. This ain't no game here.
How many copyrights he got?
Does that matter? Are we class racing, Jake?
We don't class race up north.
Well, wait.
Race.
Hold on. Hey Jay, then hold it. Okay, that's right. You know what? I like you said that, Wayne.
Yeah.
So we gonna bring a Mustang, a big block, a Mustang to race you at your next show. When is that? Let's lock it in now.
Okay.
Who's gonna knock off Pro Stop?
Well, no. We're gonna race Wayne, your white trash Mustang, with a big block Mustang. Cause we don't class race.
Lock it in. Which big block Mustang is it?
Don't worry about which big block Mustang. I'm just telling you, it's a big block Mustang. We'll be there August the 2nd at Donnier's show. August the 2nd. I'm gonna bring him with me.
Right.
All
right. I'm gonna tell him who it is. And we have to get him a damn trip from Spain, because that's where we're going to send him.
One thing, I like the lock it in part, but how you going to say you won't tell me what car you bring, but you going to name my damn car?
What do you care? I understand that, but you don't tell me what you're going to get.
No, exactly. But you tell me what tire you sit on, and I don't give a damn what you bring, and I'm going to bring the same thing.
When you put on the same tire, that's class racing. When you put the same carburetor, that's class racing. You said that.
Okay, well, what's wrong with that? You don't tell me what kind to bring.
To your standard. You said
it
don't matter.
Hey, pro stop. I still say it don't matter.
Okay.
So we're gonna lock this white trash Mustang.
August the 2nd, I will bring a big block. Long as it's a big block, I'll bring a big block Mustang or Camaro to race you with your white trash Mustang.
Okay, let me go over this. Hold on, everybody else be quiet. Let me go over this so we're on the same page. Okay, so you're gonna bring up a big block Mustang to race
Camaro.
Never Scared, right? To race Never Scared, right?
No. Your white trash Mustang.
No. It don't matter. You want to race me, right?
No. I said your white trash Mustang. That's the car we were talking about.
Okay, but listen, Joe. This got to be a two-way street. You driving up a one-way right now.
No. You said we don't class race. So you're going to race. It's going to be an NGRA car. Okay, how about that? It's going to be an NGRA-affiliated car.
All right.
Well, we can narrow that down.
Hold on.
You think you can.
Joe, let's simplify this shit. It's come to win then, goddammit. You want to put it like that.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what you said. You said you don't class race. So it don't matter
if one man got two carburetors
and one man got another. So you got a small block, and I know you got a small block, and your white trash Mustang.
I didn't ask you about no carburetor.
No, you told that other man when the Jolly Rancher said he wanted to run somebody
I'm
with
talking
carburetor,
to
you
Joe.
Said there'd be
I'm
class
talk-
racing. Well, no, but Joe, but no, okay. I am being the objective reporter that I am. I would be remiss if I did not call you on your bullshit because that's straight bullshit.
Okay. But right now you're not a reporter. Right now you're trying to lock a goddamn race in, right?
No, I'm always a reporter and a promoter. Those two things go hand in hand. I'm promoting your race or Donnie's race, whoever. I'm promoting grass racing. I'm trying to make two cars get together and race. I do that for anybody that supports me. I do that for them. And all you guys support me as far as I know.
All right, so let's start this over again. Let's do this one more time. You want me to race this big block Mustang, right?
With your white trash small block Mustang, yes. Because you don't class
race. All right, so I'm going to lock you in.
Okay, but let me just make sure the guy can come. That's all. Let me make sure he can come, and then we'll do that. So I just wanted a verbal agreement.
Wait, you wasted my time, and you ain't even got the right to lock this motherfucker in? Man, come on. Get on the phone, man.
Well, listen. This stuff is a process.
You don't go
into contract automatically. You got to have to. You don't go to contract automatically. You got to get do some preliminary work.
All right, take it easy. You don't want now. You trying to jump out of something?
Okay, look.
Are you scared?
Let me show,
if you're scared, then say so. If
let
you're
me
having
show you
reservations,
how to,
if
let me show,
you're having second
let me show
thoughts,
you how to,
if you are living
let
up
me show,
to your true name, which
let
is always
show
scared,
you how
to,
let
scared,
me show
then
you.
Go ahead and say so.
Let me show you how this is done. I
go
got
ahead.
The right to lock Brian Davis in. Any small block, white boy, Jolly Ranchers, Bad Storm.
Wait a minute.
I
hold on. Wait, 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 wait,
wait.
That's class racing. What do you mean you got to have a small block? That's class racing. That's class racing.
Hold, listen to me. Did you listen to what I'm saying? I
wait,
don't class
you cannot
race.
Have it. You cannot have it both ways. You can't kiss
yes,
boys
can.
And girls.
Yes, I
can.
Hold on, hold on. I'm talking about my car. I don't class race. Now, we weren't talking about my car in that last instance. So what I'm saying to you,
so when,
if you got booker
Jolly
right,
Rancher,
you got booker
when,
right.
When that man brought up Jolly Rancher and you brought up Bad Company, that man said, you have one carburetor. You said, are we class racing?
Correct. I don't believe in that shit.
Okay, then. So that's good, then. So we're going to bring a big block to run Brian Davis' small block. Since you don't believe class.
No. Brian Davis think a little different from me. See, don't try to have me put words in Brian Davis' mouth. I'm talking about what I would do. You see what
you
I'm saying?
You said you are unified.
Do what you believe
in. Do what I'm saying. Do what you believe in. You can't talk your way out of this shit. You can't say in one breath
to
that
me.
Man
no,
class
no,
racing,
no, no.
And the next breath you got to have a small block. Come on, that's the same thing. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. I will lock you in with a never scared tie on August the 2nd.
Or
June 19th.
I'm just trying to get you to see that man is just trying to stick him an honest race, a competitive race. So stop telling the man class racing. Stop trying to outdo the man. Now, come on. We keep it real. Let's go. Y'all go back and y'all go ahead and y'all lock in. I was just trying to make you see what you was doing.
Now, you weren't trying to see what you was doing because I know what the fuck I'm doing.
I'm not gonna let you trick that man. I'm not gonna let you do it.
But at the same time, Joe, you can't leave your end open to bring any car you want to. But I got to bring a certain car.
I,
see what I'm saying?
I was just trying to do. I was trying to do
that,
what you was doing.
That's not class
racing.
That's not class
racing.
Hold on.
You was trying to trick. No, you was trying to trick him. I was trying to trick you. That's all it boiled down to. Ain't nothing else.
You can agree with
that.
All right,
that
all
don't make
all
sense.
Right,
I was
all
saying
right,
some words
right.
That don't make sense.
I got you now. All right, we're on the same page.
Okay. Go ahead and get it now, Jay. Get him, Jay. Since I got him acting a little bit mannerable.
Huh? You got him in control?
Yeah. Go get him now since I got him acting a little bit mannerable. So he's going to
be
recognizing.
It won't be long. Don't worry, Reposa. He's going to be the ambassador to Spain. We're going to send him to Spain. Dunye going to Canada. And the bull, he's not going to be an ambassador at all. We're going to ship his ass to Mexico so the Tarquez can deal with him.
He got to go back in the protection program. But, yeah, the mafia done connected with the Mexican mafia, and they're going to put a hit on him. Yeah, they definitely going to do that.
But at the end of the day, we ready to lock in.
Can I get a race for the white boy out of the North? Can I get a white boy race out of the North? And since we ain't class racing, you know, I don't give a fuck where it is. If it's out of the North, it could be a twin turbo big block.
Hey Joe, some might say now you might be race blocking now.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Yeah.
See, what I'm doing is, here's what I'm doing, right? Here's what you guys got to realize is, right? Now, if Brian Davis and Jolly Rancher were, like, in the same, like, little neighborhood and they knew each other's cars and all that kind of stuff, then you know, and one guy travels an hour to go see the other guy or 2 hours, whatever, and then if they have a little beef or discrepancy or whatever, then that's fine. But we're talking about traveling 13, 14 in excess of, you know, 30-hour round-trip stuff. So what I'm trying to do is make sure that everybody's on the up and up, everybody's got the same stuff so that we don't get there and not have a race because somebody tried to pull a fast one. You know what I mean? So, I mean, in this kind of long-distance stuff that we're doing right now, I mean, you can go a little bit, but not to the point where somebody's not going to race you when you get there because that just wastes your
trip, that waste your time, and that gets everybody upset that they didn't see the race they were going to see because of some BS. And that's real talk, man. Because what happened was, the Texas boy, let me tell you a quick story. The Texas boy, Batman, and those guys represented that they had a back half car. They were supposed to race one of the NGRA cars when we went out there in 2011 to meet them. They had a chassis car. But they said to us, in Texas, this is what we call a back half car. Dude, that ain't no fucking back half car. You know it ain't no damn back half car. Ain't no place else in the world that they call that no damn back half car. What the hell is wrong with you? So there was no race, and it was a bunch of waste of time. The guy was real upset that he traveled all that way expecting to have a race, gets a back half car, and he meets whatever he met. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just feel like just cut down the BS and it'll be better. You can do that stuff to the local guys, the regional guys, but not to the long distance guys. Did that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But you know, you boys down south, y'all got a different idea of what a back half is than we do up here up north.
I don't think so. I think there's a universally accepted a back half. If you got a back half, you got to have that stuff in the front of your car.
Pro Star, let me have this one. We'll take our damn 29 stock suspension car and run y'all back half leaking Leon ass two against one.
Leaking Leon.
We'll take our damn stock suspension 28 car and run y'all back half leaking Leon. We'll bet $2 to one every time.
I'm gonna tell you this, Jay. I'm gonna tell you what Leon said. It's come fresh out of Leon's mouth. He said a week before the race, if he got oil pressure, he gonna get on your talk show Monday night, and he gonna lock Tony Baez in, and he gonna run Rambo straight off the trailer, July 19th at Morocco.
I got $100. $100. He won't have oil pressure. How much you wanna bet?
You got to bet, Jay. You got to bet.
Leaky going to have oil pressure on that day.
He going to have oil pressure, Jay. you don't know him in Three Lug. They going to have oil pressure.
But you said, he said if he got oil pressure, he going to run Tony Bynes off the trailer and what else?
He going to run Tony Bynes off the trailer. July 19th. And
all
Tony Bynes been running around.
All I'm saying is, I know he's going to have oil pressure, but he ain't going to come on the show because he ain't going to want that race, dude. He ain't going to want that race.
And Tony been talking about a back half car. They got a back half car for Tony. It's a yellow. I don't know if it's a 69 or 67. I can't tell a 67 from a 69. But it's the first generation Camaro.
So they got another
and they
back
gonna
half.
Run.
You know, Leon already got one back half. So this is another one.
Yeah, it's another one. Yeah. It's in his cap. I can say it's his. It's in his cap.
Jay, put
me in the private room real quick. Let me tell you something about this.
Okay, hold on. Pro-top, what's going on?
Man, I don't care. What the hell? If he knows Leaking Leon, let's race his ass, because that joker ain't going down the track. It's like Leaking Leon don't go down the track, all right? Don't you tell nobody
that,
said that.
That's my whole problem. That's it. He ain't going to lock in, because he know he don't want no South trouble. He ain't
Hello?
Gonna, Leon ain't going to lock in nobody from the South post-op.
Ain't never did so far, so ain't no reason to think he's going to. Now, take me out the private room. Take me out the private room.
Okay, all right, hold on. Biz.
Yeah.
We'll take that bit.
You got it. He gonna run Tony Bynes, and the question is Tony gonna run off the trailer? That's the question.
Soon Tony know who he talking to, he is.
Oh yeah.
You know that what? Y'all gonna get Leon mad tonight. He gonna lock him in tonight. And this is how we can lock it in. Leon, if your car is there, Tony got to run you off the trailer. If your car's not there, then it ain't no race. You know what I mean? You ain't got oil pressure.
No, bitch.
We can do that.
I can't pick my $100.
We can't give him out.
can't be hey, y'all hold on. Like that,
y'all hold on. Y'all hold on. We got the man on here, Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes, good morning to you.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, Bo?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
Bo, do you believe that Leaky Leon would any kind of way even put your name in his mouth at all? Any kind of way?
No.
I mean, I can't even figure I don't even believe Leon will be on the same line that Tony's on. You know, no more tonight, racing.
Hey man, he's gonna lock Boss in, man, off the trailer, man, July 19th. I'm telling you. That's his only step, man. Off the trailer.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm betting you that he never locked that in. I'm betting you that, Biz.
Okay. Well, Boss, you make sure Boss lock it in. It takes two to tangle.
All right, well, Ball's going to answer his phone. I think we call Leon. He's going to answer his.
Hey,
Ball,
I got you.
Today, I know you got something good coming up. What you got,
Ball? What Leon got now? What kind of car you got now?
A drop-top 69 Camaro.
He got the same thing.
Okay, what size cars you got on?
Probably some 1633s.
God damn.
God. hold on, y'all just said we ain't class racing now. That's what y'all just said now. Y'all said y'all don't care what Leaky Leon I got on. That's what y'all just said now. Now y'all calling for help. Oh Lord, oh my God, now y'all calling for help.
So I ain't calling help. I just want to know what kind of car to bring if you got big cars. I ain't calling for help.
No, he wants to lock in Rambo. No, he ain't know what car you got to bring. He's trying to lock.
I ain't got to run. Damn, man, I got 1633s, man, with the ball.
There we see. See that? Did I see that? That CJ? I told you.
No, I ain't running no.
You know what? I don't know what. Hey, I don't. You know what, Daniel? What size tires he got on? I don't know. What size tires he got on?
Leon.
Yeah.
Leon got on. I think he got on 10.5. I think he got on 10.5.
Okay.
He got 10.5 on.
Well, he got 29.10
files.
I see something with him.
I
ain't
even running. No, he ain't got no
29.10 files.
I know that.
I ain't say 29.10 files. I say he got 10.5 on.
I tell you what, if he wanted to keep the big tires and run no wheel balls, I ain't got no problem with that either.
But you know, you coming up north. Everybody got wheel balls on up here, man.
No, ain't everybody got no wheel balls up there. Not everybody.
Well, it's a back half car. I don't ain't too many back half cars that don't have wheelie bars.
Well, I'm saying I got a back half car, I got no wheelie bar. Rambo, back half car, no wheelie bar.
Yeah.
That's one I know.
Yeah. I'm gonna put y'all on mute for a second.
Now,
well,
hey, what you say about the South again? They was scared. They was running scared.
Hey,
man,
Tony,
we talking about Leaky Leon now.
Hey Tony, who you think got the fastest cars, Tony? The South or the North?
Come on, man, why ask a crazy question like that? You know damn well North can't fuck with the South. I guess.
He said the South can't fuck with the North.
North can't fuck with the South on Grayson.
It
must be a trick question.
Well, I made the difference.
That trick question. It must be a trick question.
Yeah, I got me something wrong. I mean, that was. But listen,
yeah, that's
when the South goes to the North.
They do a trick question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows they end up moving down south.
They're trying to get to where the good tuners are.
Ain't no damn, you just need a job. That's why we're trying to come down there. Yeah. Tired of the cold weather shit.
Hey, but Tony, I want to ask you this too. Why do you think we don't tip grudge races in the midday in the South. Why do you think we don't do it in the South? But up north, they say they do it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Why do you think we don't do it down here in the South?
I don't know, man. That's a good question. I don't know.
That's the easy question to answer. The damn track closed early up north.
Hey, hold on. First of all, hold on. I know you're from the north, but King Nate, you're not allowed to speak.
Oh, shit.
He got something like I got? You got
King
something
Nate,
like I got?
King Nate, I'm going to ask you again. King Nate, please do not speak when grown men are talking, all right? Please be respectful.
Yeah. Don't make me come up there and get on your ass.
King Nate, we need you to stay in your place now. We need you to stay in your place now, King Nate.
Put that green up. Put that green up.
All right, we just want to do this.
Tomorrow, next day, when you ready.
All right, come on. I'm gonna lock you in for Wednesday. Come on.
Well, boss, we'll
boss,
this question, boss. I got another question for you. Hopefully you don't charge me for this one, boss. Hopefully you don't charge me for this one. Who do you think is the most feared 29 car right now in the grudge game? I think
gotta
he got
be cold
lot.
Killer.
There you go. Oh, that wasn't bossy.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Gotta be cold killer.
No, he's not. Okay, nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna say this here. I'm gonna go and be real. Tony Bynes is putting the most action out there right now. I gotta give him that.
Well, we're not saying who's putting the most action. We said who's the most feared. Who are
well,
people
that's
most
the thing.
Afraid to rape on 29s? And that would be Cold Killer.
No, I would say. I mean, be real. I would say Don Ye. Ain't nobody scared of Cold Killer.
Ain't nobody scared of Don Ye. Who mean nobody scared of Don Ye? I mean, Cold Killer.
Tony Bynes is going to raise him. Listen, Tony Bynes is going to raise him. Tony Wright waiting for Cold Killer to get ready so he can raise him. And who else was on 29 to get to raise him?
Well, how is Cold Killer most feared? And I've been calling him out, and he's trying to buy the pot.
That's what I'm talking about. So I don't know what the hell Pro Style is talking about.
That man ain't raised all year. He ain't raised since Orlando. And then he was in Jacksonville last week without some shit. How flew out he ain't running? This guy caught up last week at Jacksonville.
Hey, I got a question for Pro Style.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who is the least feared blue Mustang in the world?
Nah.
This ain't rocket science, not Pro Style. What is the most least feared small block blue Mustang in the world?
Uh-oh.
Stupid. Man, is it blue or you talking about purple?
Okay. It's so slow. The sun always beaming on it, so it changed colors a lot. So.
Hey, but listen to this, y'all. Listen to this. Hey, Jay Bond. Jay Bond.
I'm here.
Hey, look. Now you have Pro Stock laughing, right? Now, do you think that Jamie, a cowboy, will laugh at something somebody said about Tony?
Oh, that's some bullshit.
I'm just saying.
But I'm here to let you know, Nate.
I'm going on mute,
Nate. I'm telling one thing to you, Nate. That ain't no friend of yours, man. That's all. We leave it like that.
Hey, I got a question for you, Nate.
You got to understand the science. The object is to trick him to think I'm a friendly, so he'll tell me the secret so I can tell you. Don't you understand how this thing works?
Why would I need a secret from him? He got to do a log it in.
Who you want to lock in, Nate?
Anybody on the small block.
Anybody, like for example, like Wayne, for example? Well, you already just did Wayne Wade.
What day you coming up here, Nate? What day you coming north, Nate?
Hey, Nate. Didn't you tell me if August 2nd you was going to lock in Wayne? Didn't you tell me that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You don't care what he got.
Let's get it over with right now. Let's go and lock this in right now.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let's hear it. It's all right.
As long as you got a small block.
All right.
Small block on how many? What size?
The white trash Mustang. First, he'll try to switch cars on you and use Brian Davis' car.
Hey, if y'all not talking, y'all go to mute, and I'm about to close the mic down, y'all. Too much background noise. Thank you very much. Come on with this lock-in.
All right. White trash versus King Nate, purple, sometimes looking blue Mustang, depending on which way the sun is angled, you know what I mean? Both cars on 28. Small block to small block, nicest, head up, 400 Pro Tree, run back 3.
I ain't got no 28.
All right. Nate get to have any tire he want on his Mustang, as long as he ain't got no Willy Bob.
Oh, shoot.
That's fair enough. That sounds like a damn good race. How about we going to do 15,000 on 30,000?
We're gonna do 500 on 1500 or better.
Yep.
Hello,
yeah,
okay.
Nate, where you at?
Nate, you kind of blind now. Come on.
No. Listen. I keep telling you, it's a lot. Why y'all keep talking to me to death, man? We ain't got to talk about it no more, man. See what it is, and that's what it is.
So, Brandman, you got that?
No, folks are just writing that down.
August 2nd, Cordova Dragway. Head up, Pro Tree, 8 Mile, in the city lane, ready to go by 3 o'clock.
Small block to small block, nitrous to nitrous.
Nitrous to nitrous. Nate got on whatever tie he got on.
Long
ain't got no Willy Bob.
Correct. That's a lot.
Hey, Can I get a spot from you?
You can get the next lane. What you want? Which one you want? I'm gonna get you lane choice.
Yeah? No, you got a big block. Come on, Diane. Make the race right, man.
I'm gonna
gonna let my new driver drive.
Hey, you know what? That's what I'm gonna do for you. You bring your car. You got the back tire.
Oh, man, he's crazy, man.
Huh? Man, I got one better for you. I'm gonna let you spray. I'm gonna run on the motor. You give me every damn drag race out the back door.
He thinking about that one.
You can spray, I'm going to be on motor.
I'm looking for my Jeopardy music for him.
You done ran out of time, man. Don't off the table now.
You've been talking about running a motor for a while now. I'm about saying you ain't got no nitrous no more.
I might not. Ain't nobody.
You might come out better than running with 4 kids. You're going to get the same car.
You never know.
Hey, look, Donnie, last person we ran. Somebody he was running on motor, his car was flaming. He told me he was running on motor power.
Hey, it's always flaming.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Hey, it's flaming when I do a burnout. You just got to pay attention, that's all. I hit the nitrous in the water bottle. I gotta hit the nitrous, make the tires spin.
Hey, but you can leave your nitrous on, man. Give me everything in drag racing.
No, that ain't gonna happen.
Come on, man. You know the car slow. Y'all know the car. What, run 580, 590? Y'all already know all that.
Which car is that? Okay, I'll tell you what. You got everything in drag race. I'm going to lock you in. You got everything in drag race. But if you get your ET ticket and then stay past that 580, you got it.
I need Tony Bynum's brain right now. I would get your ass. I would get your ass, man. Tony Bynum, send your brain up here to Merlin real quick. I'll get your ass down here.
Hey, let me finish doing this real quick. I got White Trash versus Menace Mustang. Small block each, 5:15. Locked and loaded, what time?
3:00. Is it 3:00?
3:00. And this is on August 2nd. Where?
Cordova Dragway.
Cordova?
Yep. Cordova, Illinois.
All right, I got White Trash versus Menace, 20 small blocks each, 5:15 or better, no bars, locked and loaded, 3 p.m., heads up, 8-month pro tree track rules.
Y'all hold on 1 minute. We got a hand up. I'm supposed to be full of it because I didn't see this.
Wait a minute,
Brad Man,
can we get the lock-in done?
My bad. Y'all hold on, 0758, hold on.
Wayne, is that a lock? Well, when Wayne come back, then
What is this, a talk show? This ain't just a phone call.
Yes, it's a talk show.
I'm waiting to hear the lock in. I'm standing by. You know what I mean? I don't want to intrude. But we are closing in on the time limit here. Very, very near. We're gonna get you know, everything out the way and upcoming events, and we're gonna ease on out of here. Who we waiting on, Joe? Who we waiting on?
Hey, let me get this in there. While they still wait, I think they wait. So he might have to go on mute there for a minute. Ball man come by. But let me tell you this: the new undisputed small block champion of Mississippi is the white boys out of Georgia. So I want to make sure that we make that announcement that the new undisputed small block champion of Mississippi is the white boys out of Georgia. So anybody looking, you know, matter of fact, I'm going to quote what they said the night when they gave him the belt. They said, well, that belt gone. And it ain't got nobody to go get it. So Mississippi is looking for some help on getting their belt back. If anybody can help Mississippi retain their small block belt, so they'd be greatly appreciated. Go ahead, Pro Stop.
Right. Anyway, the race is locked in, unless somebody tells me it's not. But you guys are talking about races way down the road. I'd like to talk about the grudging World Grudge National. We got this little bit of time left in here, and first I'd like to
like I said, give some props out to Grudge Inc. for standing up and giving us the respect that this event deserves by being, putting their resources to bear and allowing us to have a title sponsor. Got a great show coming up next weekend. We've got Slim Thug gonna be performing. Slim Thug gonna be performing out there on Saturday night. We've got a big fireworks show, and we've got a lot of a lot of breath races locked in so far. We got some big pro mod action, the Old Jack and Tree Man and 5 Speed and Drexler and some more folks, some of the Backhand Boys, Birdman, Big Sexy, the High Car, the Big B Car, King Nate, the Judge, Donye's locked in, Goldie's locked in, so Gigantor's locked in. We got a lot of stuff going on, so you guys get ready. Hold on to your seats, it's we're gonna try and bring 100 Grudge Races in 2 days. So it's never been done before. We're gonna try to make history. So if you want to be a part of that history making effort? Come on down, July 3rd and 4th, and we got a bus out of North Carolina. $350 is your round trip ticket, access to the track, and a hotel room. $350. You can contact King Nate or Pro Stock Joe ASAP. It's a first come, first serve. So it's leaving out of Raleigh on Thursday morning. Going to stop in Fayetteville. Going to stop in Lumberton. Going to stop in Florence. Stop in Columbia. Stop in Augusta. Stop in Atlanta. And onto the track, and they'll do the reverse on the way back. So $350, great price. Let's say access to the track for 2 days and one night hotel stay. So and a comfortable, luxurious environment.
Is that all the announcement?
Oh, yeah.
Jay Barnes, you ain't got anything else you want to say?
Oh yeah, I got a couple more things. That we got the coming up next. We have, like I said, the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National.
What, Jay?
I said the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National is coming up July 4th and 5th. And let me give my shout out to the guys that make that possible for Grudge Inc. to be. And I want everybody to understand this, that Grudge Inc. is the title sponsor, but we also are members or are partners in this organization, and so the money that's generated as a title sponsor comes from events that we do around the country, you know, which include Wayne, Donye, Beers, you know, the whole group. Everybody know what I'm talking about, and basically I just want everybody to know that when the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National put their money up, it's a concerted effort from all the members of Grudge Inc. from all across the country. And so, again, it's an effort where it shows that if we work together, what we can do. And, you know, we got good races still to come up. Got Beers race coming up in Morocco. We got Donye's coming up in Cordoba. And we got new members. We got new members of Grudge Inc. They go by the name of Bad Storm, Terrible Fierce Weather. and they will be making their debut up north on both events. And they also have an event coming up, I think it's 13, September 13th, I think. And also, we have a another member by the name of Scotty G, a well-known class guy who's contemplating, but he said that nobody in Grudge Racing won't any trouble, so he won't even worry about it. But if they do want to do a little something, you know, he's looking to change over 100
extent, but we have a race in with him at Cecil County Dragway, Maryland, on I think it's August 23rd. And as always, we still have the Big Globe T5 and Food Chief race coming up in November down in Lakeland, Florida, and well, Tampa, Florida. But I'm sure I forgot some, but I just want everybody to know that, you know, that the movement is growing, and, you know, we hope that everybody see that it's truly a movement, not a racing team. Thank you again, Brett, man, for coming on. I still need to announce the new Mississippi small block champion, the white boy out of Georgia. Got to get him that prop. Lester Neely is the new team owner. So with somebody a little bit, Brett.
Well, Jay, you there? I guess that's it. If anybody else have anything, any questions for Pro Stock Joe, y'all can hit the one button. If not, you can join him tonight on his show and get the rest of the things you need in order to, you know, if you need any information about that bus. That was some great information there. I didn't even know that they had something like that. That's thinking ahead right there. That's what I'm talking about. But if anybody need any information, y'all can get with them. I want to thank right now all of the callers who called in and participated in the show. And for the ones that I didn't get on here, I want to apologize to you. If you didn't get on, it wasn't because I didn't want you on here. It's just basically because I didn't see your hand up. So, with that being said, we're going to step up out of here. If any of y'all have any other questions, let me go up the line here. We got enough time to do that. 773-7115. You got any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to say you have got a good show there, Brad, man. This kid in Chicago. I just want to say hello to everybody.
Hey, hello, kid. Man, I appreciate you for tuning in once again. Appreciate it, kid. We look forward to seeing y'all real soon.
All right.
All right, thank you. 708. Hello? 708-4855. You got any final thoughts? He don't want to do anything. 920-5429, final thoughts. 5429. Going on up. 773-3969.
Good show, Brad.
Uh-oh, he came on. What'd you say? My bad. I'm gone. My bad. Go ahead.
I just say good show, man, and I hope to see that Jolly Rancher up here against that Sammy the Bullcup, man.
Okay, dope. Sound good. They did text, and it was pretty hot. They wasn't able to get on here and rap with you or whatever. But you know, like I say, I tried, man. But he was pretty adamant about getting in here hollering at you, them Jolly Rancher boys. But they've been on here the whole time, so he just been staying chill. So we'll catch up though. We got other shows tonight and Pro Stock Joe and you know other shows throughout the week. Wednesday night on Eyes or whatever. I'm sure they're gonna get in here and rap. But I appreciate you for tuning in, my brother. 708-9520-9598.
That was a good show, Brad. Informational. A lot of good information out there.
Thank you. Remember, always remember.
The North always prevails.
Okay, no, man. Appreciate it. Let me see here. I'm going on up the ladder. Pro Stock Joe, you are last. Come on with it.
Brad, man, I'm always glad when I can do one time for your mind.
Definitely appreciate you, brother, for all that you do for the Grudge Race world. Big props out to Don Yang and Biz and Jay Barnes, CEO of Grudge Inc. and the whole Grudge Inc. family, and the other callers that that came in and participated in the show. That this thing works best when we all do it together. You know, there's no big eyes and no little U's. Everybody's input counts. You know, when we all do it together, we race each other. Wayne, Never Scared Racing, and King Nate, my NGRA partner. It all works best when we do it together. But we're definitely looking for the world, the Grudge world, to collide July 4th and 5th. Like I said, if you are somebody, if you can walk, run, jump, ride, ski, jet ski, whatever you got to do, get to San Antonio Raceway for the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National, and make sure that you are in the building. You do not want to miss the unfolding of history. You see, the thing is, I missed the marches in the 60s, in the 60s when Dr. King and those people changed history. You know, I missed it when, you know, Thurgood Marshall was at the Supreme Court changing history with Brown versus the Board of Education. I will not miss the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National this year, because history will be made. 100 grudge races in 2 days. 25 of the hottest teams, biggest names in the whole grudge race world. That it, the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National does not belong to any one region. We got guys from Chicago and Detroit coming, New Jersey and Virginia, and Kentucky and Mississippi and Tennessee and Alabama and North Carolina and South Carolina and Virginia and Maryland and on down to Florida and Alabama and Louisiana and Texas. We've got guys coming from all over the country. That's why it's the World Grudge Nationals, the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals. And big props out to our sponsor, like I said, and all the whole Grudge Inc. family for them being title sponsor this year and helping to make it possible for us to promote this thing and make it bigger and better each and every year. We've got big fireworks show on Friday night. Bring the kids out for that. Big concert on Saturday night, Slim Thugs. And he's going to be doing his thing like a boss that he is. And so I encourage everybody to come on out, see history made. Guys, if you need some lock-ins, I'm definitely the man to see. Me and any of the other 25 partners, Grudge Inc., World Grudge Naturals, and especially Atomic Dog. Cause he's holding it down, him and his partner, Miss Sharon, they're holding it down real big out there in Texas doing their thing. So a big props out to Atomic Dog for leading the charge and being the point person for this year's Grudge Inc. World Outlaw Grudge Naturals in Texas. Anyway, Breadman, good topic today, good show. Definitely appreciate the time and appreciate all that you do, brother, and then you continue to do what you do in the Grudge Race world. And like I said, we'll keep looking for your daily vitamins when you give them out, because those things are important as well.
Hey, man. Appreciate it. Yes, sir. And this King Nate, I would like to welcome Bad Storm to Grudge King by locking him in anywhere, any place, any time.
Oh, shit.
He better not breathe. He got a Grudge King sign on his back. He better not breathe.
Oh, shit. Now what?
All right, now what? Brother. I'm sure he probably, you know, will get this message. Like I say, we will be on later tonight on Pro Stock Joe show. You know, on one of these other shows, you know, they will get on there. All I can say, brother, is you know, sit back and let's enjoy, and then keep on creating activity for each other. With that being said, though, I do thank you for being on here, and I do enjoy speaking with you guys. So let me go ahead and handle my business on my end. Thank y'all. Thank you, Pro Stock Joe. And right. I'm finna move on with this thing. I got my inspirational vitamin as I get out of here. Goes as follows. God always has something for you. A key for every problem. A light for every shadow. A relief for every sorrow. And a plan for every tomorrow. Remember that God will calm your heart. Y'all, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. We gonna ride out this right here. Peace.
the bread man one time for your mind.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.